Radioactivity and the Geiger Counter. Part 1, by Doc Mike Finley. Image. A GS3 CD Geiger counter from the 1960s. I would not say that I am afraid of science and technology, but I do make an exception in certain areas, nuclear physics being one example. Firstly, it's very dangerous to play with. Duh. Secondly, the materials, thank goodness, are very difficult to obtain, and thirdly, for the amateur, it has no practical use. Curiosity, however, usually allows me to find an exception to my exceptions, and the Geiger counter is a case in point. Let's look at an example of where a Geiger counter would have proved extremely useful, to say the least. Goianiu accident, or stupidity, as I call it. Image. Nice fountain. The year is 1987 and the story unfolds in the Brazilian city of Goiânia, the capital of Goiás. In this city was an abandoned hospital and within an equally abandoned radiotherapy machine. Before I get to Roberto and Wagner's stupidity, we'll have a look inside one of these units. A radiotherapy unit is used for treating cancer, a great irony of physics. At its heart is a source of radioactive material. In the case of this unit, it contained a capsule of cesium-137. The capsule is designed to hold the radiation until it is needed. The radiation comes out of a window in the capsule, which can be opened or closed. When in the open position, it releases 4.5 grays of radiation per hour at a 1 meter distance. Okay, let's just stop there for a moment. That last sentence is very important to the understanding of the power of nuclear radiation and radiation in general. There are many units of measurement for radioactivity: sievert, becquerel, BQ, rad, gray and rem amongst others. Ionizing radiation has an accumulative effect upon the human body. We all know that a doctor will be reluctant to send you for, say, a chest X-ray. Having such a X-ray will expose your body to about 10 millirem of radiation, or 0.0001 gray. The total background radiation, in the UK, that we all receive annually is about 300 millirem, so your chest X-ray uses up 1/30th of your yearly normal exposure. About 12 days worth of background radiation per chest X-ray. This capsule was releasing 4.5 gray every hour, or 450,000 millirem. Not in 1 year, but every hour. That's the dose of radiation that you would receive if you stood 1 meter in front of it for 1 hour. It makes a chest X-ray look pretty tame. And just to put 4.5 gray into context, workers at Chernobyl were exposed to an excess of 175 gray per hour. Such a radiation level means that they received a lethal dose in less than a minute. Poisoned with no antidote. Back to the story. Introducing the two culprits that, through their greed and stupidity, caused the worst peacetime civilian nuclear incident that the world has seen, Roberto dos Santos Alves and Wagner Mota Pereira. September 13, 1987, they broke into the abandoned hospital and thought it a good idea to steal the radiotherapy machine. They used a wheelbarrow to take it to Alves's home, thinking that it might have some scrap metal value. As they disassembled the unit, no doubt covered with bright yellow radiation warning stickers, they both started to vomit. Not good. The following day, Pereira began to experience diarrhea and dizziness, and his left hand began to swell. He had to have several fingers amputated. This didn't stop Alves, though. Oh no. He continued to dismantle the machine until he'd freed the cesium capsule. His right arm ulcerated and he had to have it amputated. On September 16, while Alves's right arm was cooking nicely at gas mark 1000, he managed to puncture the cesium capsule with a screwdriver. He saw a deep blue light emerging from the hole that he'd made. The blue glow is probably formed by Cherenkov radiation. In this case, an interaction between the radiation and the moisture in the air. A similar glow was observed in 1988 at the Oak Ridge National Laboratory while they were dismantling a cesium-137 capsule. The photo below shows the blue Cherenkov glow emitted from the water in the Advanced Test Reactor in Idaho. Image: Cherenkov radiation. The tragedy. On September 18, Alves sold the capsule to scrapyard owner Diver Alves Ferrer. He was fascinated by the blue glow and thought that it might be valuable or even a supernatural phenomenon. Ferrer managed to free some of the cesium from the capsule and on September 24 he took the substance to his house. He spread some of it onto a concrete floor, no doubt amazed at the magical glow. He had a 6-year-old daughter, Lydette Neves Ferrer. Lydette ate a sandwich whilst sitting on the contaminated floor. She was naturally fascinated by the strange blue glow. She wiped some of the powder onto her body and showed the magical effect to her mother. Lydette received 6 gray of radiation, both externally and through ingestion. The authorities are notified. Finally, on September 28, Lydette's mother, after becoming sick herself, took a sample of the cesium to a local hospital. 15 days after the idiots Alves and Pereira had stolen the radiotherapy machine. Lyde died on October 23, 1987, suffering from septicemia and general eye infection. From Wikipedia. She was buried in a common cemetery in Goiania, in a special fiberglass coffin lined with lead to prevent the spread of radiation. Despite these measures, news of her impending burial caused a riot of more than 2,000 people in the cemetery on the day of her burial, all fearing that her corpse would poison the surrounding land. Rioters tried to prevent her burial by using stones and bricks to block the cemetery roadway. She was buried despite this interference. Her mother died on the same day. Her father survived, even after being exposed to 7 grays of radiation. He died in 1994 by drinking himself to death. Interesting things that were, supposedly, contaminated by the event. 3 buses. 42 houses. 14 cars. 5 pigs and 50,000 rolls of toilet paper. Don't ask. It's Wikipedia. Link to the full article. Goiania accident. In part 2 we'll take a look at detecting radioactivity and an unusual source of radiation to test a homemade Geiger counter. Copyright Doc Mike Finley 2019.